Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 62 on Tuesday, June 2nd. Today we advance further into Psalm 23, looking more intently at the second verse. There are needs that we have that God provides for us to rest and be refreshed, whether we realize it or not. We invite you to explore this more deeply and to see what needs God can meet for you. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hi everyone. So glad you've joined us today for another episode of Common Prayer. We're walking through Psalm 23, one of my absolute favorites. And there's just something about the shepherd boy, David's description of our good shepherd that kind of lowers my blood pressure and helps me exhale a deep and relaxing sigh. And somehow just reading, reflecting, and praying through the 23rd Psalm during our present season of uncertainty and anxiety in our lives right now soothes, renews, and comforts me just more than ever. We need this. I need this. Kevin gave us some background yesterday, and he guided us through the very first verse, which is, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I love the relationship described here between God and us, that of a shepherd to their sheep. And I love that because he is our shepherd, we're his sheep. And we saw in the first verse that the quality of life that a sheep experiences is completely dependent on the kind of shepherd it has. Because some are gentle and kind, intelligent, brave, and selfless in their devotion to their flock, and some treat their sheep in such a way that they struggle, starve, and suffer hardship. And when the Lord himself is our shepherd, who's good to his very core, and when we believe that, we as his sheep can flourish and thrive and be content. And because we belong to him, we can be content in the good shepherd's care. And then as a result, we don't have to desire or long for anything more. We have everything we need. And I hope you've been able to take some time to reflect on that and to thank God that he is your good, good shepherd who satisfies your deepest longings. Today, we're going to move on to verse 2, which says that he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Can you just imagine that scene? Your good and caring shepherd making you lie down and rest and leading you beside quiet and peaceful, refreshing waters. Doesn't that just sound wonderful? I learned something about sheep recently, and it's from Philip Keller's book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. He says that the strange thing about sheep is that because of their very makeup, it's almost impossible for them to be made to lie down, unless that is four requirements are met. The first is that they refuse to lie down. A sheep refuses to lie down unless they're free of all fear. That's the first requirement. The second is they won't lie down unless they're free from friction with others of their kind. And third, they won't lie down unless they're free from pests that torment them, like flies or parasites. And lastly, they won't lie down unless they're free from hunger or the need to find food. So it's significant that for them to be at rest, there's got to be this strong sense of freedom from fear, from tension, from aggravations, and from hunger. And as long as there's even the slightest suspicion of danger, like from dogs or coyotes, cougars or bears, maybe other enemies, the sheep stand up ready to just escape for their lives because they're helpless, timid, and feeble creatures whose only recourse is to run. Sound like anybody you know? So Psalm 23:2 says that he makes me lie down, and then it says he leads me beside still waters. Imagine that for just a moment. Your good shepherd leading you beside quiet waters. It's water, experts say, that determines the vitality and strength of the sheep. And it's water that's essential to their health and their general well-being. And when sheep are thirsty, they become restless and they set out in search of water. And if they're not led to the really good water supplies of clean, pure water, they'll often end up drinking from polluted potholes where they'll pick up all kinds of internal parasites and other diseases. Do you remember Jesus saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink"? In other words, our good shepherd alone knows where the still and quiet, deep, clean, pure water is to be found that can satisfy his sheep and keep them fit. I'd like to guide us in a time of prayer and reflection now. And I want to invite you to get comfortable as we do, and to take a couple of deep breaths in and out. And I'd like you to ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you now. And as I read our verse to you again, after that, I'll ask you a few questions. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. I mentioned earlier that for sheep to feel safe, and safe enough to lie down, they have to feel free from fear, from tension, from aggravations, and from hunger. And I'd like to ask you to consider, what is making you fearful right now? What's making you fearful? Would you talk to the Lord about that? And would you bring the fear that you are feeling to Him? Would you ask Him to help you remember that He sees you, that He knows you, that He loves you, and that He will take care of you? And then, is there tension in a relationship that you're experiencing? If there is, will you bring that to Him? Is there anything that you need to confess? Is there a conversation that you need to have to resolve that tension? And then, can you sense an aggravation that you need to bring to him, much like sheep experience with pests? Are there things that are just bugging you right now? Will you tell him about that? And then, are you hungry and thirsty? Are you hungry and thirsty for God? Or for something? Or for someone? Would you talk to him about that? And lastly, will you allow him to lead you beside quiet waters? Will you ask the Lord, your good shepherd, to help you and to remind you that he is your shepherd? As we close today, allow me to read Psalm 23 to you one more time. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry founded by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Our episode today was hosted by Kathy Bergren, our women's pastor, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.